Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I've got an interesting story here that I actually have to side with an OnlyFans ethos. I never thought I'd side with one of these girls that is doing her paywalled video image stuff, but here's a case where I'm going to have to side with her. And it's an interesting story. You know, usually I think it's very harmful for, you know, because women often say, hey, stop just looking at me as an object and treat me as a woman. I'm intelligent. I'm smart. I'm funny. I am more than just this. Also, will you please give me money for this? Just give me money to look at me. You can't have it both ways. And I know not all women are both ways. I'm not saying that that there's not one woman that would never do something like that, that says, and so you get my point. I'm not saying that all of them are like that, but there are a lot of them that are, I'm a proud OnlyFans creator and come pay to see me do a lurid acts on a video and give me money. But also if you were to then, you know, meet her out and about and maybe try to, I don't know, flirt with her or hit on her, she'd probably be the same one that says, ew, well, if you look like your average everyday guy, ew, get away from me. Why do I always get this? And in the meantime, she's in a push-up thing and makeup and everything hanging out. And so, but let me get recording on this, because this is why I have to back. I'm going to read the story first, and then I'm going to tell you why I back her on this one. An OnlyFans creator is suing a site that hosts paywalled images for free. This case could set a precedent for all content creators. YouTube creators aren't the only ones battling copyright infringement. OnlyFans creators Denise Weidhofer is suing, and this is a real place, ThoughtHub. 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 A site that reposts paywalled adult content for free. That's ThoughtHub.com. A site that reposts paywalled adult content for free for spreading her images without consent, Motherboard reports. Weidhofer isn't just going after ThoughtHub, though. She's suing Cloudflare for providing services to ThoughtHub and the website Chatterbait and Bang Bros for advertising on the site. According to the complaint, Weidhofer sells semi-naughty, spicy pictures, images, to her OnlyFans subscribers for $14.99 per month. Semi-spicy images, 15. I can go to Google and do www.google.com. Bobs and vagin. And there's 2 billion results. I can go to so many, you know, video sites, and what do you know? There's literally 100 million videos for free. So I don't care how pretty she is, how unique she is. I just do not understand $15 a month. If for some reason, I mean, you know, I consider myself, I think most YouTube creators would say, hey, I work hard. I try to look up different news things, and I video myself, and I have to edit because audio is recorded on one program and video on another, and I have to smash that all together, and I use Photoshop for my thumbnails, and there's hours of work versus click, right? And they get $15 a month. Don't tell me women do not have it easy if they're attractive. Well, even semi-attractive. Oh, $15. Some of those images have reported been published. Yeah, they said that. Weidhofer, an attorney, alleged that they have not been responsive to repeated requests to remove the content, but ThoughtHub told Motherboard that it didn't receive any valid DCMA request. The lawsuit hopes internet infrastructure company Cloudflare and Chatterbait and Bang Bros sites that advertise on ThoughtHub might identify who runs it, but they said ads are placed through third-party advertisers after being contacted by Motherboard. Both said they would no longer allow their ads to appear on ThoughtHub. Cloudflare did not respond to Motherboard's request for comments. This suit goes beyond those websites, though. It could set a precedent for confident content harvesters outside of spicy content. YouTube has tried to make it easier for creators to address copyright claims, but even that system isn't perfect, and there are plenty of other sites scraping content without creators' permission. Here's why I side with a girl on this one. If she's the creator and she's putting it out there, I believe it is her right to get paid for it. I just do. It's her content. And I'm all about free speech, but I also believe that you shouldn't take other people's, because when you take other people's content and then rebrand it, and these other places that where you can go to watch it for free, they're making her money, basically. They're taking her video, putting it up for free, and then they get the money for the advertising on their site. That's theft, as far as I'm concerned. Now, do I agree with what she does and what she charges and all that stuff? It's a free world. You can do what you want. I definitely would say that's not somebody I'd want to date, and not somebody that I would want involved in my life in any way. And I think it will do her harm in the future. And I think it's a drag on society for a lot of this stuff. But it doesn't mean, with the laws that we have here in the United States, it's your right to do so. But in a case like this, where her property is being put on another site and they're now monetizing it, even if they pay $15 for her, and then they take it and take all her stuff and put it on another site, and they may make, I don't know, thousands or tens of thousands of dollars on advertising on that site, that's wrong. Because it's her created content. And I would be just as upset. I look at her being a creator just like any other creator. You know, we do work. And it's not like, I mean, you can tell when you click on a video. You can see somebody that puts in a little work in their content and somebody that doesn't. But if somebody puts some work in their content, just like I wouldn't want my videos scraped and put over on another website, and then those views don't count for me over here on YouTube or any of my other sites, and people go over there and they get the ad money that I should be getting, yeah, I'd be upset. It's the same case here. So while I may not necessarily agree with her lifestyle, she's got the right to get this income. Guys, before I forget here, I've uploaded everything over to library, lbry.com. It's supposed to be syncing. We're going to see after I upload these couple of videos tonight. I still can't get my BitChute to sync, and I cannot manually upload 250 videos. Or 300 videos. I just don't have the bandwidth or the time. And lastly, local betterbachelor.locals.com. That's where I'm going to be putting my backup. It's also a place where you can support me, donate $5 a month, and you get to talk on the forums. And we've got about 1,100 people over there. Only about 990 supporters, though. So if you'd like to support me, that's a great way to do it. So I'm going to leave it there, guys. If you want to support my work, links are below, as always. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older work. And we'll leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, yes, we can make fun of them. Yes, we don't have to necessarily agree with it. But, hey, it's her content. Should she not be the one getting the monetary income for posting her hard work?